And joining us this morning, since it is the season.
It is.
And taking time out of his busy schedule this morning, live from the North Pole, it's Santa Claus. Good morning, Santa. Are you there?
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes, Merry Christmas. And thanks, first off, for taking time out of your busy schedule. We know you got lots to do.
Yes, there's some loose ends to tie up, and we'll be okay for Christmas.
All right. I've always had this question, and since, you know, this is the first time I've had a chance of talking with you, I don't want to get into our individual lists or anything, because that might take too long. But we were kind of wondering, how does somebody fall onto, like, the nice list versus the naughty list?
Interesting question. The way that we divide the list, and contrary to popular opinion, I am not the only one who does look over the list.
Really? I thought you did all of them. Is it just too much?
Well, it can be too much, but there's a lot of factors to consider.
Well, what are some of those?
Well, for example, you might not land right on the naughty list. For example, if the only naughty thing you did all year was look up a young lady's skirt or something.
Yes, I'm safe.
you do forgive if somebody can balance it out with good things?
Well, yes. For example, if you looked up a young lady's skirt, in addition to lighting off fireworks next to sleeping homeless people, that might land you on the naughty list.
Kind of an odd combination.
I see what you're saying. So as it's basically weighted. So if you're doing more bad things throughout the year versus nice things, you'll be in trouble.
Well, that's kind of a simple way to look at it, but more or less, that's true.
Okay. Are you driving right now?
Yes, I've got some errands to run.
Oh, really? Well, why aren't you, but I hear the sleigh bells.
Yes, I hear the sleigh bells.
You have sleigh bells on your car?
Yes, it's a 93 Honda Accord. The sleigh bells actually can help you to get through. You can go through red lights. Like, for example, I'm in a hurry today, so they can help you get through red lights. And the popo won't pull you over.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like police lights.
Yes, more or less.
Okay. So I still don't get why aren't you driving the sleigh around instead?
Well, the sleigh. That's a good question. The sleigh is actually reserved for the Christmas holiday itself.
Oh, is it? Why is that?
Well, more or less, what we want to accomplish with the sleigh is a sense of immediacy, and that we are delivering the presents on Christmas Day. For example, if somebody saw me driving around the sleigh today, they would think I was making Christmas deliveries early, and that would be frowned upon.
Oh, okay, I got you. So that way people don't think you're cheating.
Yes, more or less.
Okay. What do you drive? I thought you had everything at the North Pole that you needed. Why do you need to drive around?
Well, I've got to, we work with Walmart, and we do make all the toys here, but we work with Walmart and Target and Kmart for the rules on exchanges for the day after Christmas, because that can become a bureaucratic nightmare, if you know what I mean. Trying to return presents to Santa Claus, we really have not a system in place for that.
Oh, I see. You're working on presents year-round, so one day of returns wouldn't be good.
Yes, more or less.
All right, so, exchange rules, and then what else do you have to do?
Well, I have to go to the Price Chopper. We're having pork chops for dinner tonight. The missus wanted me to stop in the Price Chopper and pick up some pork chops.
Oh, pork chops. You guys have to get the belly up.
Well, yes, that's part of it, and the missus wants me to go on the shrimp spa after Christmas to get my felt figure back for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's the Anna Nicole diet, right?
Yes, I think that was effective for her, so it's something we look into for quick weight loss so we can be ready again in time for the next holiday season.
Okay, and then what else do you have to tie up before Christmas?
Well, we still have a lot of Christmas presents to put together. We still have a long ways to go on that. So after I run my errands this morning, I have a meeting with Kathy Lee Gifford on elf efficiency.
Elf efficiency? What?
Yes, Kathy Lee has a system that has worked for her in the past, and she currently does. She's more of a consultant now, on these matters.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. All right. Well, Santa, we appreciate the call this morning. We know you're busy, and have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing if we've been naughty or nice this year, if we're going to coal in our stocking. Or...
Real quick, before you go, what kind of cookies do you want me to leave for you?
Steve, this is a tough question. Probably thin mints.
I can do that. Thin mints.
How are you going to get the Girl Scout cookies? You can't get those this time of year.
No, I run a Girl Scout troop in my off time, so it's all good.